Now you, when you go about that and that too, you know, and you put it together, make sense of it, see.
That first house that you lived in, how old were you when you moved away from there?
Where? Here?
Your first house.
You mean where I was raised? Mm-hmm. 23.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you move to then?
I ate my last meal there on the 7th day of January in 1907. Mm-hmm. Now, people couldn't tell you that.
You got a pretty good memory.
Sort of like I used to have a girlfriend, you know, up there in Meridian. And I used to call and talk to her, you know. 379 Red was a telephone. And that's been 66 years ago. And I remember telephone people. Well, now, probably, I look up a telephone number, probably now. Lay the book down, I can't get on the phone when I want to. I walk all around, you know, I still got the number in my mind. I can remember a little bit yet, you know.
I'd say you could. That house, I reckon you built fires in the fireplace.
Huh?
You built fires in the fireplace.
Up here?
In the house that you were raised in.
Yeah. The first gas fire I ever saw was in Fort Worth, Texas in 1912. There wasn't no gas, there wasn't no nothing here, you know. There was no ice, there was no sliced meat, no bread sliced or nothing. And you just had an old way of doing it, cooked to the on the stove, you know, them old stove pots, you know, picked the eye off the stove, set it down in there, had legs on it, you know, three legs. Of course, we never did cook on a fireplace, but I have seen them cook on the fireplace.
What did they cook in?
Huh?
You ever heard of a spider?
A what?
A spider.
Spider, what?
Cook on a spider, something with three legs.
Oh, no, there wasn't anything, there wasn't anything thought of here like we got now. Nothing. As I say, you go to the paper come from up yonder around St. Louis, you know, here, you know, and there was nothing. And there was no telephones. There was no electric lights. There was no gas engines. There was nothing but buggies and horses. And mighty few of them. They used to plow oxen here on the place. Yeah. I drove oxen myself from here to town. They logged those oxen. No, sir. You just don't realize what was back then, you know, couldn't. And I used to go up here to Enon Church, and the ladies wore aprons and bonnets to church. I've seen them wear aprons and bonnets. Nice, clean, starched stuff, you know. And they liked that, and they wore them aprons all the time at the house.
What did people do before they had refrigeration, you know, with their milk and butter?
Well, they dried the meat. We used to dry beef, you know. We used to dry beef, you know, and of course, wasn't much to it.